It is time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm just fine, actually. Not too bad. Not too bad a morning outside.
No, it's not bad at all.
Is the snow still coming, or did we catch a break?
I don't think we're going to see any of that. Possibly some flurries, but it's not going to stick around at all.
What's the long term? Well, I say long term, I mean through the weekend. Are we white Christmasing or brown Christmasing?
We're brown, whatever color the ground is, Christmasing.
Having a concrete Christmas this year, huh?
Yeah. Earlier in the forecast, Charlie Notice said that he thinks the next couple of weeks are pretty mild. So
yeah, well, and it looked pretty dry, too. It's kind of been that pattern. There was pretty decent snow a little to the south and west of us down through Oklahoma and Kansas and some of those areas down there into Missouri, but it never got anywhere close to here. So if you're traveling this holiday weekend, it actually looks like the traveling, if you're doing it by car anywhere here in the upper Midwest, should be fairly decent. Well, good luck to you there. Like a concrete Christmas. That sounds like a country song. A bad country song, I might add. Hey, Brett's in with us this morning as we get started. He'd like to tell us a little bit today about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. Camblin Plumbing and Heating, it works at most of your neighbors and have now for 93 years. Now that, during that time, our company has been synonymous for quality and integrity. Over the years, we have researched the available products to ensure you the best value for your hard-earned money. We use only those brands that have proven themselves in durability and beauty. We stand behind everything we sell and work with a great common-sense warranty program. We have the most technicians of any company in the area, so we can respond quickly to the emergencies, and I think we have the best-trained technicians also. Our sole reason for our success is you and your happiness with doing business with Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Thank you for your past patronage, and we sincerely hope you will call us again in Atlantic at 243-1512 and in Harlan at 755-3286.
Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. You know, because of what we do for a living, we get inundated with emails and stuff like that, mailings and things for all kinds of different types of ideas for things. I know folks ask me sometimes, where do you get the ideas for the different topics that you guys talk about, the interviews and stuff that you do and whatever else? Well, it's not like we sit around and, you know, throw stuff at the wall and see if it works. We get a lot of things submitted to us as well because of what we do for a living. And I had one come across here the other day that I just had to share, I guess, for a couple of different reasons. Number one, you know, maybe it'll help out the ladies a little bit, give them some more creative ideas. And the guys, well, let's face it, when it comes to this particular thing, we are so challenged, it's not even funny. And it's definitely got to be something in the genetics because it just doesn't make any sense that guys are just flat awful at this and women just can't believe we're so awful at it. You know what I'm talking about this time of the year? Gift wrapping. Does that make any sense? Guys just cannot do it for some reason. I have no idea why. But
that's what those bags are for.
Well, that's what we were talking about before we got on air this morning. The three of us, Chris and Brett and I, were sitting here talking, and that seemed to be the consensus around here. What's wrong with the bag it came home from the store in?
Yeah.
Wrap it up real tight,
yeah.
Or fold it up real tight. Grab a big fat marker and write Merry Christmas from me on it, and away you go.
Crush the grocery store emblem off inside of it, though, first.
Well, you know, when you stop and you think about gift wrapping, though, it's funny. There's kind of a space in there where it's kind of fun, and there's a space in there where it gets a little annoying. You know, remember when you were a little kid, I don't know how you felt, I hated gift wrapping. I mean, not doing it, but I hated getting gifts that were gift wrapped. I mean, there's that anticipation and all when you see it, and it drives you crazy when you see it sitting under the tree or at grandma's house or something for a long time knowing it's for you. But when it comes time to open the gifts, I hated gift wrap. It just gets in the way. And who uses that much tape? Come on, I can't get the thing open. Just get it out of my way. And it's just, you know, and you don't want to give a young kid a scissors for crying out loud when he's all excited. So it's, you know, it's kind of tough, and it gets in the way. And now as I get older, I don't like it again for the largely the same reason. It just gets in the way. It doesn't really matter.
It's picking it all up after it's over with.
Yeah, just let me know when UPS is going to make the delivery or when you bring it home from the store. It doesn't matter, and I'll just open it up from there. The box it came in is good enough, right? I don't know. It kind of drives you a little bit, you know, bonkers. Some people are very good gift wrappers, women. Other people's are very bad, men. You know, that's kind of the way it goes. But, you know, everybody has their own methods. There seems to be a standard way to wrap common gifts, but I don't get it, quite obviously. I don't know how they make those corners turn out so well. I can never do it. You know, they always stretch it so nice. I say they, I mean women. I stretch it so nice. It all looks good. When we do it, it just looks sloppy. It just falls apart.
You know, shrink wrap. It's an idea for men. I think it'd work. Maybe we should invent that.
That's not decorative.
It's out now, though. It's probably gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You spoke out loud. What were you thinking? Yeah, that would be good. You could decoratively design your shrink wrap and away you go. That wouldn't be
just
bad.
Just go to the butcher's office, you know? It's got special wrap.
Just don't invent something that's, you know, that plastic stuff. Everything's hermetically sealed anymore, and it's impossible to get the things open. You know, you buy some small electronic thing or something, and they make tools, special tools to open that stuff. It's so, you know, impenetrable. Well, anyway, back to the topic at hand here. Sandy Sadler is kind of a do-it-yourself craft expert and gift wrapping person, and she has her own website, who doesn't, called Bodabra Blog. Kind of a girly thing there. But all kinds of different gift ideas and ideas on how to package things up nicely as well. Because sometimes, according to her anyway, I know it comes from a lady, she says, it's not just about the gift. It's about the presentation. I just want the gift. Set it on the table. Let me go. But she's got all kinds of different ideas about wrapping and things, too. And she did list out 12 little helpful hints for us to maybe help you wrap those holiday gifts, not just creatively, but also frugally. You don't have to spend a ton of money in gift wrapping, because you can. You know, you think about all those bows. Do you guys save bows at Christmas?
My mom used to, yeah.
Some people do, some people don't. But it always seems useless to buy a new bow, a whole bunch of them, and then put it on a gift, only to give it to someone and see them rip it off, and then you throw it away right away. And, yeah, we used to do that all the time. That, in fact, that was the youngest children's task on Christmas morning, was after all the gifts were opened up. Of course, there's gift wrapping all over the place and bows and stuff. Well, the gift wrapping nobody wanted to pick up. That looked like work. But you could always get the kids to run around and grab the bows, put them in a bag and whatever else. And then the next year, of course, you do the little tape loop and put it on the back of the bow so you can put it right back on top of another gift. And away you go. Sounds great. Yeah, whatever. Just give me the gift. Well, anyway, if you like to wrap, here are some ideas for you to save a little bit of money and to make it a little bit creative. One of the notes that she has for us is to use some scraps of fabric to wrap presents. You can even get adventurous and apply some puffy fabric paint to give the gift wrap a three-dimensional look. I never thought about wrapping gifts in fabric before. And I don't know what puffy fabric paint is, quite frankly. Also, number two here, wrapping a bottle. She says if you're giving a gift, you know, something, you know, maybe a bottle of an alcoholic beverage or something perhaps.
Do those still come in a box with a ribbon on top?
I think they do, yeah. Actually. But if it doesn't, she says you could maybe perhaps use a pair of girls' tights to festively wrap that traditional bottle gift, if you're creative enough to come up with something like that. Also, decorate up an ice cream container. This sounds like something we did as kids. It's simple and easy. Sometimes they want to keep the maybe the package is better than what it came in. That's kind of the old cat and dog thing, you know. You buy them something for Christmas, and they want to play with the package it came in. Little kids sometimes do that, too. Clean it out, though, of course, before you do
and
that.
Make sure the gift's better than the ice cream that was in there. It could be a disappointment.
I tell you what, I'd cut you a deal. I would gladly clean out the inside of that container for you, and you can keep the container. Just let me know before you buy that so you get my favorite brand, though. You could decorate art from different scraps, too. Creates your wrapping. You don't have enough of one wrapping paper. Have you ever done that before?
Oh, yeah.
I know I have plenty of times. But look, it looks all festive. Actually, not the way I do it so much, but you're kind of making a mosaic of wrapping paper so you can do some different things with it if you have little scraps here and there. It says instead of buying pre-made bows, just make your own. They have bow-making tools. There are all kinds of different ways to do those types of things. Or you could do like they used to do in the old Three Stooges video shorts. Hey, put your finger here. I need a finger. and then you end up with the package stuck to your hand all day because they tied the bow around your finger. Has that ever actually happened? Also, you can make your own gift tags from last year's Christmas cards. Take last year's cards. What do you do with them after the holidays? I guess that's one way to recycle them a little bit. An apron is a unique way to wrap a hostess gift. It's especially a creative idea when you're using cookware or food items as gifts. You can wrap presents in children's artwork. It's one way to clean off the front of the refrigerator door, isn't it? Gift wrapping option for children, young adults. I guess the wrapping is actually a gift kind of in itself, too. And I suppose maybe your children will be real proud that you're using their artwork as gift wrap, not realizing that you're just getting rid of the clutter in the kitchen. Also, instead of traditional gift bags, they say purchase a canvas shopping bag. They're oftentimes less expensive than a gift bag, and you can reuse it, so you're recycling.
Yeah, good idea.
And as alternatives to tape, it says instead of using expensive clear tape and double-sided tape, maybe try using a glue stick or some of those little glue dots, things like that. Yeah, the tape's hard to get through. I can go through an entire little tape dispenser just getting one gift wrapped the way I do it. It's just, it's not pretty. And it's no fun if you can't get into the gift at all. If it takes longer to get to open up the gift than it does to actually play with it, you've probably overdone it a little bit on the gift wrapping. So, hey, good luck with that. My best suggestion is let them do it at the store. A lot of stores will do that for you anyway as a service. So if they'll do it, hey, let them go. Let them rock. Make their day.
Sometimes you've got to dress them down a little bit because they're a little too fancy. They can figure out where they're coming from.
Well, that's true. Yeah. And might maybe a little advertising sticker or something on the outside.
Squish
them
a little bit or something.
That's kind of the way it goes. Well, you can tell them to ugly it up a little bit. Yeah. Look at who the gift is coming from. Ugly it up a little bit on the outside. Yeah. I know you take great pride in your work, but remember, it's coming from me, right?
That's right.
Good luck with that. I'd rather open than wrap any day. Unwrap rather than wrap. Brett, tell us more about Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
One of the best ways to add value to your home is the investments you may want to make in your bathroom areas. Camlin Plumbing and Heating carries Kohler, Sterling, Lasco, Musty, Delta, and many other lines of quality fixtures and faucets for you to choose from. And we discount all of these lines every day from 15 to 25% off regular list prices. With all of the experience we have had over the past 93 years, we and our customers know that we deliver quality, fast, and competitive results in our installations. If you are thinking of a remodel, make Camlin Plumbing and Heating your first stop to start on your new dream room. In addition, call 243-1512, or in Harlan, call 755-3286. This one goes back a long way, Jim. It's Aesop, thought of the day. No act of kindness, no matter how small, is ever wasted.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. We had a winner yesterday in our $100 daily Christmas medley giveaway, the Magic Money Medley, and we have a new medley for you today. Here's what it sounds like.
And heaven and nature sing.
Christmas time is coming soon, now you dear old man, whisper what you've got for me, tell me if you can.
And I could wish you Merry Christmas.
I don't know how you could mistake that last one for anything else, quite frankly, but there you go. There's a gift you don't have to unwrap. All you have to do is guess it right. Sometime today, we'll give you a chance to win. Keep listening here to KJN. Brett, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks,
appreciate it very much. Hey, you guys, make it a great day, and God bless America.